This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
My wife and I, we've been planning a summer vacation before Frog goes back to school. I think we'll go to Panama City. I can scuba dive. It's still a kind of a really Florida touristy type town.
BJ.
So Jamie walks in this morning and informs me she's booked vacation with me in Panama City.
No way.
Yeah.
She's going along.
There's a chance her and I are on the same dive boat. Okay. She staked me. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what she asked me, Spadil?
What?
What flight are you on?
What's your flight number?
Jamie.
I saved you guys two chairs.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Howdy. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059. Odyssey app free. Put it on your phone. Take it anywhere you go. And you can hear the program. And you can get the podcast there too later on today.
Well, except for yesterday's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of texts about that. So,
yeah. Yes,
yesterday's was not a piece of equipment broke, and we did not know that until 9 a.m., so then it was unbroken at 9 o'clock.
Hey, Spadil, can you check the piece of equipment?
I checked it this morning.
Oh, okay. That a boy. Way to go. All right. A lot of people listen to that podcast.
I know.
They go back and listen to it, the entire show.
So there's, 20 already this morning saying, where's the podcast?
And they let us know right away.
So sorry about that, you guys. It's not there.
All right. It will be there later today, so download that Odyssey app. Just telling you. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Although I'm afraid that it might not be there tomorrow for today, because Spadil did llama shots.
Oh, yeah. I was drinking llama shots all night last
night. Whoa. You did llama shots and you didn't invite us?
Yeah.
What?
My friend's wedding had llamas walking around their wedding with beers on them and high noons and all sorts of stuff.
You know, I've hiked with llamas and we put packs on them and, we had lunch and stuff. I've never seen them just walking around being abused animals with shots on them.
Yeah.
I like drink llamas.
Well,
yeah. On the concrete.
Who do you call to get a couple of llamas to come to your house to be your shot buddies?
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, is that something you look up, like llama liquor or something like that?
I think it comes with the place where they had the venue.
Yeah. Oh.
That's their selling point.
Part of it, yeah.
It looked pretty cool, I have to say.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous
What
venue.
Was the name of this place?
Wild Basin Lodge.
Nice.
Yeah, it's in Allen's Park. It was beautiful, man. It was gorgeous.
It sounds funny.
All the leaves were changing and stuff, and yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Now, when you go to a wedding, that's what you went to yesterday,
on a Monday.
Right? Yeah, on a Monday.
Yeah.
When you look at your buddy getting married, do you look at him and say, "Boy, that poor sucker. Man, oh man, I'm glad I'm not in his shoes."
No, I was actually really happy for him because his wife's really cool. So, yeah, Aubrey's awesome.
He must listen.
I feel like that's happening. Although, I'm going to go ahead and give him the benefit of the doubt. It's a little early for the night after a wedding.
Yeah, hopefully one's up.
I think he's sleeping in.
He came in and he said, "I'm exhausted.
I bet.
I'm exhausted." Did you have to drive 2 hours to get to this place?
Yeah, it's an hour and 45-minute drive.
Oh my God.
What's the name of it again?
Wild Basin Lodge.
Wild Basin Lodge. There's so many great wedding venues here, all over Colorado.
Seriously.
Just because we've been looking for Taya because she's getting married, and we've just been going through all the different venues. And, oh, my God, they're just beautiful. Absolutely.
And you can find some here in town, in Boulder and stuff like that. It makes you feel like you're in the mountains rather without the cost.
Because I got married at Mount Vernon Country Club right in Genesee, and I told you that we... Because I wanted kind of a llama feel.
Yeah.
And so I wanted the bison out when you turn left to go to, you know, off of I-70. Y'all have seen those bison out there, right? At Genesee Exit. So I wanted the bison there. So when all the cars came from the hotel, they would all see the bison and be, and the guy's like, man, they are wild animals and that is a field and they just graze and I cannot force them to come down to the fence.
I was like,
come on, put some kind of special like grain down there that they like. Some kitty, like catnip.
Yeah, some
bull nip.
Somebody should do that. You should have trained bison.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that you can say, boys, it's wedding day.
Yeah, exactly.
Over by the fence. Let's go to the fence. Jamie needs you.
They're exiting from Mount Vernon Country Club. Let's go.
They could hold up signs, wedding this way.
Yeah.
Well, even though you're tired, it seems like you had a great time at the Llama Lodge.
I did have a really fun time.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the Llama Lodge. I like that name better.
Yeah, they should name it that.
Right?
The Llama Lodge. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on a Tuesday. Welcome to the program.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's a big old hurricane down there in Havana, or at least close by.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Headed toward Florida, they say, this morning.
Crazy.
Yeah, I guess it's going to hit sometime in the next couple of days. Yesterday, we opened up registration for Bar Bingo. You guys are crazy, man. You're ready for Bar Bingo. I think, if I remember correctly, it's been about 10 months. I think it's been about 10 months since the last Bar Bingo, and so everybody was clamoring, ready
to go,
this
was the fastest that we've ever registered. I think they said 8 minutes, 1,000 people. So that was the fastest registration we've ever had.
Tons of prizes to give away, free event, go to North Glen Prost Brewery a week from tomorrow night. Man, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts, that's for sure.
Action-packed.
Yeah, so everybody probably got a kickback an email, so we'll just take it from there. I know a lot of people are complaining about it too, but you know what? We're a little rusty. We're just a little rusty. Yeah. I mean, you'd think we'd have it down by right now, but we don't. We still don't. Yeah.
Technology changes.
Yeah, it does.
We can't keep up.
No, can't keep up. We don't have the podcast up. I mean, yesterday, literally, as somebody put it, you guys had the worst Monday ever.
It was an S show, for sure.
You're like, the Bar Bingo told you, like, if you want this, register for 5 more points, hit this or something. They didn't even know what we were saying. And then the podcast isn't up. It's like, I'm so sorry. I literally was like, I'm not even going to look at these anymore. All these texts and stuff.
Yeah, and that podcast thing, that's such a shame from yesterday, because it absolutely, yesterday probably was the best show we've ever done in history.
Well,
as
no,
long
the
as
problem
the BJ
is
and Jamie Morning Show has been on the air, that might be the best
show. Well, the
show
problem
ever.
I know you're being facetious, but the problem is it was my kids' recap, and we took them all the way up to that, and then they didn't get to hear how it went. So that's what they're complaining about.
Yeah, was it being facetious? Oh. I thought it was a killer show.
Oh, okay.
Killer show. You don't know what you missed.
Yep.
But we're up and running today, I think. I don't know.
Who knows?
It's working.
Okay.
All right. New kids on the block. We have a flyaway to Vegas. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning that we give you a code word. I think it's a trip every single day, man.
Yeah, and who doesn't want to go to Vegas to see New Kids on the Block?
Yeah, I want to go to Vegas.
I need to
lose more money.
The A part, I agree with. The B part, not so much.
What is it I said yesterday? Go to Vegas. Sell your tickets. Go to Vegas.
Yeah, it's a great venue, though.
If you're a diehard New Kids on the Block fan, it's a big deal.
Well, yeah, even if you're not, going to Vegas for a free trip is amazing. And it's the Park MGM in Las Vegas, which is fantastic. So there's nothing bad about this trip.
Yeah, the only thing is that they're doing a residency there, right?
I believe so, yeah.
You're starting next year. How long can that go before you go through every New Kids fan there is?
Well, who was it that had to end theirs?
Know.
It was... Gosh.
I mean, after a while, you would think it would run out. I love what the Sphere does, because they bring in people for like 4 weeks and boom, you're out of here.
Yeah.
But some of those, you know, if you're going to go in there for a 6 month residency.
It was Kiss.
That's what
Remember
it was.
That?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kiss had to cancel theirs.
Because
they ran
out
of Kiss people.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that would happen with New Kids, too. I mean, I think it comes off and starts off fast and you pack it for maybe 2 weeks. And then, things kind of tail off a bit.
I know. Some of them are, I mean, like Adele, she could go for on and on and on and on forever. Yeah. But Adele does seem like a loungy act, doesn't she, kind of? I mean, I know she's huge and everything, but some of her songs you could just see, like, going, even if you weren't a fan, like, I'd listen to that. Okay.
Yeah, but nobody can beat Penn and Teller, man.
Yeah, right.
They've been there forever.
They have been there forever. Oh my God. I don't even know. Are they still playing?
I think so.
I saw signs for them last time I went out there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they are.
I don't know. I remember seeing the Osmonds on the side of a thing. I was like, the Osmonds? Donnie and Marie.
It's Donnie Marie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So new Kids on the Block, they're playing June 2nd through July 5th, and then November 1st through the 15th.
Gotcha.
Next year.
Oh, okay. So it's very limited.
But you know what's funny is on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, right? Yeah. So a new Salt Lake City just came out, the Real Housewives. And like the Osmonds are like gods in Salt Lake City.
Really?
Oh my God. Even the one girl is just dating a cousin of Donnie. So on the show, she's dating a cousin of Donnie, and people are like, what's he like?
That's awesome. Oh my God.
That is the ultimate Mormon family.
Yeah. Doesn't she live there? Or
Who?
They at least have a house. Marie.
Oh, I think so.
She does.
I think a lot of them do.
House.
Yeah. They all grew up there.
They're big stars there.
Oh,
huh?
Huge. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah. Big
Donny Osmond. When I was a kid, the first single I ever owned was a Donny Osmond record.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it Puppy Love?
It was Puppy Love. Nice. And they call it Puppy Love.
I think he hates that song.
Oh, but he does.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Can you imagine singing that when you're 68 years old?
I bet Carson and Schmidl has never even heard it.
Nope.
Yeah, never heard of Puppy Love?
No. Nope. Yeah. Neither one of them.
Yeah, I'll be glad you didn't.
We're not missing anything.
Yeah, you're not missing anything. It's awesome. Back in the day, it was the real deal, man.
I guess.
Get that sucker on. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up here in just a few. It's going to be warm for the next several days. They're saying no rain for 7 days and highs in the upper 80s, man. In fact, record breakers.
Did I hear wind last night? I felt like I heard wind last night, but I don't know. I'm hallucinating. It's so weird to have your kid out of your house because you wake up and you're like, okay, did he come home? Oh, that's right. He's in college. Oh, yeah. My God.
Every little noise.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Because he was staying out at the end because he was meeting up with all his friends.
Yep.
So in my head, he's coming home, like the door, that was the front door. Mm-hmm. He's unlocking or turning off the alarm system or something. I'm like, wait, what? Oh, yeah. Oh my God, he's not even here.
I think you're going to find times, too, that like if you've like made a pizza or whatever, that you'll say, Ralphie, time to eat. Oh, wait, he's not here.
No, you know? That never happened at our home.
No, I'm just saying.
Time to eat.
I posted pictures of his food, and he's so excited about his food on college campus. Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you see it?
I did.
It does look good, doesn't it?
That doesn't look like normal college cafeteria
food. He had steak, and he had green beans with mushroom in it, and then what's that? Fofu?
Pho.
Yeah. I always want to say that other word.
What's pho?
Yeah.
It's like a soup kind of.
It's spelled PHO.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's soup with like white meat chicken and all this stuff.
I see them around town all the time with different numbers.
It's
like
really healthy.
66, 55.
It's supposed to be good for you.
It's really healthy. He's really? So happy. No gas station sandwiches. Yeah. Oh,
you're
my God.
You're going to miss seeing the Uber Eats delivery.
I know, right?
That kid's died gone to heaven.
I'm telling you, I already said to my girlfriends, I was like, man, my bill already is so cheap because Uber Eats does not stop by anymore.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It is.
He's
funny.
Healthier.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay the price.
Exactly.
Man,
everybody wins.
Tabloid trash is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just to acknowledge those of you that are texting, the Bar Bingo confirmation emails are still going out. So if you haven't received one yet, don't panic because they're still going out. They had a lot to do yesterday. So we'll let you know when the last email goes out, and we'll let you know if you got in or not. But as of now, it seems like if you got in the window, I'm pretty sure that you got in. But all the emails are still going out. So maybe you can ask Mark when the last one will go out there. Okay. Thank you. All right. It's Diddy season, obviously, and it's not a good season. Man, I was watching this guy. He said he's been at that jail before, the jail that Diddy's at, and he said it's the worst place you can ever imagine. It's had so many violations for health issues and infestations, and it's filthy. And basically that everybody gets gastrointestinal issues.
Yeah. Oh. It's an island.
Yeah.
And all that's there is the jail. And it's called Rikers, and it's absolutely the worst jail. They say
known Alcatraz, in the country. Yeah.
Alcatraz was the worst prison in the system. And they say this one is worse.
Yeah, so they're saying like that, and especially since he's on suicide watch, you know, that he has to take a dookie in front of people. Yeah. But they said it'll be a gastrointestinal dookie.
Oh,
and that this guy has been used to having the finest things in life, and that he's going to lose his mind. That this guy who went to jail, he's like, look, I grew up poor, so, you know, it was fine because it was square meals and we had some activity or whatever. But Diddy only gets like 1 hour a day outside of his cell for like, you know, some romping room outside, but he has to be alone.
Yeah, he talked to his 9 kids, I guess, either yesterday or over the weekend, maybe on Sunday or something.
I thought he had 7. He has 9?
I thought it was 9.
Holy crap! 7.
I don't know. It's some high number. It's like 7 maybe with 4 different women. I don't know. It's something like that. But he talked to them, and they're speaking and saying that he's absolutely depressed. He's miserable. But you got to imagine, like Jamie said, this guy went from the top, from the very top, the, you know, most expensive stuff he would, you know, have delivered to his house, and now he's sitting and rotting in prison.
Yeah, and he should be.
Yeah.
I'm seeing 5 kids.
I'm seeing 7.
Are you?
Yeah.
I saw 7. I'm seeing 7.
7. You must have looked at an old article before. Maybe. He had that latest one, the last two little ones.
Because, 7 children.
Let's see here. They range in the age from 1 to 33.
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite the... 1 to 33. Anyway.
One has a baby.
I'm sorry?
One of the girls has a baby. He's a granddaddy.
Anyway, so yeah, this whole Diddy thing is insane. In 1999, Sean Diddy Combs spoke with Entertainment Tonight about the sort of parties he likes to have. You know, it's a lifestyle, he's saying. It's not a crime. It's just a lifestyle, number one.
Your parties are the hottest ticket around.
They won't even give me a permit for the parties, man. They don't want me to throw the parties no more. But we ain't going to stop. We're going to keep on having fun, bringing people together from all walks of life. You're going to hear about my parties. They're going to be shutting them down. They're going to probably be arresting me, doing all types of crazy things just because we want to have a good time, you know.
Man, there are so many clips out there, videos of this guy bragging about his parties, at his parties, just crazy stuff.
Let's hear. Khloe Kardashian also makes the news with the Diddy stuff. She was on a past episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and she talked about actually going to one of his parties.
So who was with you this weekend?
A bunch of my friends.
Diddy, Quincy, Justin Bieber.
So far,
French,
so good.
Montana.
Do you know half the people you're naming?
No.
Are you drinking, Chloe?
No.
You have to get these margaritas out of here. Why aren't you drinking?
Yeah.
Last night. She didn't go to bed.
I got on a plane at 5:30 a.m. for this party. I think half the people there were butt naked. You would have loved it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the whole thing is just, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it is interesting to watch. And then, you know, and then the false information is kind of a bummer. I feel bad for the people that are getting named in the false stuff, like Pink, for example. I'm a huge fan of Pink, and she erased her Twitter, and they're saying, oh, she erased her Twitter because she's part of the P. Diddy thing. That's not what happened. She endorsed Kamala, or was going to sing for one of the rallies, and she started getting death threats, so that's why she erased it, not because she's part of the P. Diddy situation.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think people are going to be dragged into this, and we're going to know big names, and they're going to be, you know, somehow brought into maybe even prosecution? Or do you think it just goes down to Diddy, and he gets put away, and that's where it ends?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have an opinion, but my opinion is I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I think that Diddy is going to take the fall, not just on his own. I think he's willing to talk, but I think that they're going to pin him. He's going to go away forever, and everybody else is going to skate. They're just going to bury this
thing. I think it depends on who knew what was going on and who actually helped him.
I know, but the Epstein thing kind of shows us that, like, all of this goes away.
It's going to go away. You know? I'm with Jamie.
That's the problem, is the Epstein thing is how many years old now and nothing's happened. So
cut off the head of the snake, boom, put him away, and that's it.
Well, the only thing, you know, but this is on the internet.
That's what I
think. The only thing I saw is that he's going to start singing. They're saying because he's so miserable and so depressed and everything, he's going to start saying all this stuff. And so that's the guy called it a day. It's a day where you come in. It's the day of the king or something. And you come in and you sit down and you say to him, all right, so what do you know? What are you going to give us? And where do we take it from here? And he just starts singing like a bird.
Yeah.
So, again, who knows?
Yeah, they have to act on it. They have to act on it if he does sing. They can just keep that confidential. Nobody ever knows.
See, the thing with Epstein is he was dead, so we didn't have the singer, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was weird.
Is he dead, though?
Wow. I don't know, because then I saw on the internet somebody said something is coming out with Epstein, that he's like coming alive again, but not physically alive, but that he'll be coming alive again with videotapes that they have of him. So who knows? I'm so sick of X. Like, it's just so stupid.
Because everyone just throws any kind of rumor out
you
there.
You and I could say we went to a party and just make up. It'll stay up there too. We could say, Carson, that you and I went to a party and, you know, and say the worst things imaginable, and it'll stay up and people will share it and believe it.
Yep.
And it's like, oh my God. Anyway, all right. Let's see here. The other story is Leonardo DiCaprio obviously wants to clear his name. He's like, look. I went to one of those white parties. They weren't freak parties yet. They were just called white parties.
I have the audio here of P. Diddy talking about he's his favorite guest.
Okay.
At the parties.
See you at the white party.
Whoop, hang on.
Who's the person that's number one on that invitation list?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-oh.
And I can get on that
list. Well, that's the white party.
Without a doubt, you are invited.
That is so generous of you. Cheers to that.
See you at the white party.
There you go.
See you at the white party is what he says at the end. Because the white parties were, and we all remember hearing about those. Those were the ragers in on the east side, wherever that is, the Hamptons. Remember he used to have those and you were like, man, if I could be invited to a white party in the Hamptons and stuff. Now I'm glad we didn't get invited.
I thought the word was, though, the white party after hours became the freak-off.
I don't know.
Is that right?
I don't know.
That's the way I understood it.
The other thing is Diddy is accused of selling freak-off party tape involving celebrities for $500 million on the dark web. Again, don't know if this is true. Probably somebody just put it up there and said, yeah, I bought it for $500 million. Who knows? And then let's hear, there was another one. Oh, this is a sad story. Spanish police have arrested five people accusing them of scamming two women out of $360,000 by pretending they were Brad Pitt.
Oh, I was like one of those, like, Brad's just hurting for money or the...
No,
like
Brad, this one's different than that one. It's this one, he wants to be involve you in his new entrepreneur ideas.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Brad Pitt Enterprises. It says the suspects made contact with the women on an internet page for fans of the actor and led them to believe it was actually him, that they really meant a lot to him and he wanted them to invest in his different projects, including moving projects. And they did. Two of them, $361,000.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
A lot of money.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Police raided 5 homes as part of their operations, seizing several mobile phones, bank cards, 2 computers, and a diary in which the phrases used by the fraudsters to describe their victims were written down, everything they needed to say to them. They were able to recover $94,000 and give it back to the 2 chicks, but they're still out a lot of money. Just so sad. And then finally, they're saying that Travis Kelce is a good actor. Huh. I didn't see that happening. I guess he's on that new movie on the FX series Grotesquerie. It premieres tomorrow night on FX. And they said, the director, Ryan Murphy, said he was amazing. And I would work with him again. He's a true leader, and he was amazing to be around.
Hmm.
What's he going to say? It's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, you know? What are you going to do? Just the guy and
yeah,
say
you
he can't.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Terrible.
Because you want all the Swifties to watch.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't say anything but that. And by the way, do we have any updates about Taylor and Travi?
No, I'm going to play you some audio here when we come back. That's Travis Kelce. They're calling for him to retire. They're
saying
I'd
that
heard
he's
that. Done. He's
yeah.
done, man. Talk show host all over the place with sports radio went crazy yesterday saying they think that it's over. For sure, they're saying that this will be his last year.
However, the coach said, let's slow it up a little bit. The coach said, we just have to find different plays. That's why Patrick's not going to him, because they're on to us. And so we're just switching up the plays because they're all over Travi.
Yeah, I do think this is going to be his last year, though. I think he calls it quits after this.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. New Kids on the Block. Fly away to Vegas. We've got your chance to win tickets coming up at 9 o'clock.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.